Yes, ladies and gentlemen, what a great track. As always, on a Tuesday, we have Tech Tuesday with Tienus, and that is starring Mr. Tienus van Rens, Jansen van Rensburg. And he's here from Bandwidth Blog. They cover everything tech and science, and you should go and check it out. It's very interesting. Tienus, today we're talking about the man-made object. So an object that we have made as a culture, as a society, as a planet. And it's the furthest away from us. It's been sent far away, and it's still working after 47 years.
47 years. It's absolutely amazing. So Voyager 1 was sent from Earth in 1977 with a very clear mission for NASA to go explore Jupiter and Saturn. So at that point in the late 70s, early 80s.
People were still wearing bell bottoms.
Exactly. And we actually didn't know that much about our solar system yet, even though, you know, we'd been to the moon and we had satellites already in the sky and, you know, telescopes, but nothing near the power that we have today. Mm. And this spacecraft was meant to go explore and take imagery, and it's got four scientific sensors on it of Jupiter, Saturn, and its moons. And that was only supposed to be a five-year mission. That was what it's built for. And the assumption was after that, the batteries would die, the solar cells wouldn't work as well because it's too far from the sun, and it would just eventually die after more or less 5 years. And yeah, what's happened is amazing.
My phone battery lasts for about 5 hours. So this is insane.
It is. And I just find it fascinating that these NASA technicians have been able to still communicate with Voyager 1 ever since that mission. And it went on an additional mission to check out Neptune, it kept working, so they kind of made new plans.
How are they communicating with an MS-DOS? Like, what?
It's pretty much simple radio signals. And the fascinating thing, it is now completely out of our solar system. So it's now in an area of our solar system, outside of our solar system, called the Oort cloud. Now, there's a bunch of debris out there, asteroids and those kind of things. But it just kept going. So the Voyager 1 is the famous aircraft where we put that golden plate on that essentially, if an alien race would find it, it would show them what it looks like. It's got some music recordings of our culture.
It's that one.
It's that one. And it's still heading out.
Still going.
And we're still communicating with it. And this, just this past month, it was offline for about 6 months. They thought, that's it. Okay, after 47 years, it's now finally given up the ghost. And somehow they've coaxed it back into life, and all four instruments are now communicating again. And you can just imagine like the challenge here, because it's so far away. It takes 45 hours to send a signal there and 45 hours to receive a signal back. So imagine having to troubleshoot like computer systems from the 70s with only 45 hours between sending of signals. It's absolutely amazing. But it's back online, and it's now taking measurements of the Oort cloud. And, you know, who knows how long we're still going to be able to communicate with Voyager 1.
Tienus, this has just proved something that people have debated forever. Long distance relationships can work.
They can last for 50 years, apparently.
As a geek, that is extremely interesting. I mean, I can't even. 47 years.
Yeah.
There are fridges that don't last that long. You know, like, I mean, you got to.
There are people that don't last that
long. My gosh. Wow. It's insane to think that there's something that is hurtling through outer space, basically. Yeah. And
it's more than 22 billion kilometers away from us at this point.
And it's carrying at least what we thought was a representative of our culture, of us as a planet.
Yeah.
Two possible alien races. I mean, that's insane.
It's very exciting. And the fact, as I said, that it's still working, it just blows my mind. And who knows, maybe we'll make some more discoveries out there in the deep dark.
Wow. Hey, let's tune in again next week to hear what Tienus has to say, because as you can tell, it's always interesting here with Tech Talk with Tienus. We're going to go back to the music right here on Smile 90.4 FM.